Today is Wednesday, the 29th of April, the feast of St. Catherine of Siena, co-patron of Europe. The monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing, God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. As I enter into prayer now, can I put aside any pride I may have in my own wisdom and my own strength? Can I bring myself before God who loves me and has chosen me with all my foolishness and all my weakness?
Alleluia, tous les serviteurs du Seigneur, louez le nom du Seigneur. Béni soit le nom du Seigneur, maintenant et pour les siècles des siècles. Du levant au couchant du soleil, loué soit le nom du Seigneur. Le Seigneur domine tous les peuples, sa gloire domine les cieux. Il est semblable au Seigneur.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
What do you think it might be that God has hidden from the wise and intelligent and yet revealed to children? Secret facts? Knowledge? Understanding? Attitudes of mind or heart? Closeness to God? What is it? Thank you. Jesus points to children as examples of the kind of people able to hear what God has to say. In your own experience of children, what might it be about them that Jesus finds so admirable? The passage ends with a promise of rest to those who carry heavy burdens. What would that promise mean to you in your own circumstances? As you hear this gospel again, notice any word or phrase that hits home for you.
Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light."
What do you want to say just now to a God who promises, "I will give you rest"? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.